Welcome, my friends, to the podcast that never ends, where we gather our clan and talk about peace and love in our lives, the difficulties along the journey, and how we rise up. We will experience a little thing I call Kluberty together, find our sweet spot, and planting our seeds to watch them grow in our magic garden. I'm Uncle Dave, and our transformation starts right here. Hey now, and how are you doing? Today's episode is a little bonus episode because of Valentine's Day that is coming up. And everybody, every day should be Valentine's Day in my book. If you save it for only one day, you're doing it wrong, guys. Okay, so today we're going to celebrate a day of peace, love, and we're going to talk about, of course, bringing a bat. But bringing a bat is also going to be talking about our famous R's. So today we're going to talk a little bit about romance, relationships, being a romantic, receiving love, reciprocating that love, or even sending unconditional, unrequited love. That's what we're going to do today. So when we talk about love, what is love? I don't know, man. I love pizza. Does that mean I love pizza and we should marry? No, we shouldn't. That's a like. Yeah, I really like pizza. And if you see me, there's a lot of things I like. I like food. I like to laugh. I love a bunch of things, but I love my family. That's without a question. That unconditional, no matter what happens, the family comes first for me, my family and my friends. So when we talk about love, at the beginning, I'm going to go back to a little bit about that I didn't love myself and never even thought about it. I liked myself. I just was going through life. But how many of us really love ourselves, are able to then experience love in a different way? And the way we do it is really treating ourselves nice. So now I'm going to tell you a little secret. The moment you turn your mind towards love, love then rushes towards you. And that's what it is. It doesn't have to be a person, a partner, a dog, right? Our dogs are some of our best friends because they give unconditional love. They don't care. All they know is their job is to love you. And that's what it is. Love. Now, speaking of my convictions, you know, I needed to face a lot of things and to what I thought was my love filter. I had to love somebody more than I loved anything else. No, it's love is love. There is no degrees of love. You can like something differently, but you can't love something differently. Love is unconditional. There is no filter. And when you see through my love filter that I talk about, everything becomes different. You can switch anything around on a love filter. And when you talk about the love filter, no matter what, even, hey, honey, could you take out the garbage? It's just like, hi. If you look around a little differently, hi, I'd like a clean house and we can do this together. And that's what a relationship is together, building something really special. And when you have that love filter, you just start seeing things so much different. Love will set you free. Love will rain on you, as the WHO says. So we're going to talk about it. And once you see things differently, you'll have that state of gratitude and giving. It's not going to be, well, I got to get you chocolate. It's Valentine's Day. It's this day. It's that day. You want to do that. That's the gratitude of having that person in your life, having that opportunity to share experiences with you or yourself. So that person doesn't have to be another person outside of you. It all begins within you. And if it doesn't begin within you, the outside is always chasing after something else. So I'd like you to just always remember to center yourselves. And when you center yourselves, that's where the love comes from. Because when the love comes from inside, it can't stop the outside. All the factors that happen, it's all going to be seen differently. Again, we're going to talk about a love filter throughout the talks and the episodes. Because we have to love ourselves. We have to be kind to ourselves. Because the hardest times we talk are the things that we talk to ourselves. If you talk to others like you talked to yourself, you probably wouldn't get having that many friends. Because we are the harshest critics. And once we start talking to ourselves in a loving voice with our love filter, things do change. And that's going to be the important part. You know, owning our own level of craziness. You know, and I don't even want to use the word craziness because that could be a stigma word. Our own level of how we do things, the things that we do and how we do it. We all have a pattern. We all think our patterns are the right ones. And they are for us because it works for us. And unless we hear from somebody, we might never see the opportunity to see another perspective. And how do you understand yourself? Through the passions, to solidify the founding, the reconstructions, the better foundations, how to love yourself and reconnect with yourself. So I've been able to do that. And there's lots of different ways. Meditation is a great way to reconnect with yourself. And now people go, how do you meditate? Well, one of the ways is to meditate is just sit there. Do not attach to any one thought. Pretend it's a leaf on a river and just let it go. Let it go. All those things that you're going to need to focus on are still going to be there after you make time for yourself. And when you're able to reset parts of your life or spend those couple of minutes to recharge your mind, those are the things that will happen in the best way. And you'll be able to be a better person because you'll have that the clarity of your mind. And that's really powerful. The universe loves us, and you know, we just got to keep loving ourselves and rewind at times to think about what we want to do. So if something didn't work out well, we are able to then rewind, rethink, and then recalibrate our way of thinking. There's a whole bunch of stuff going on, and you know, I really find Valentine's Day is one of those days of just like complete craziness anyway, because I'm generally try to be a romantic person, and you know, tomorrow I'm going to actually let you in on a secret of how I'm going to spend my Valentine's Day. I'm going to run to the refrigerator, reach in, and remove some steaks. I'm going to take out a bottle of my favorite wine, rosé, of course, and prepare a meal for the one. Me. Don't get me wrong. There are enough steak to go around for others, but right now I'm home alone, and that is going to be the meal, but I'm going to make sure that it's a special date for me. You know, I love you, and I love all the things that are out there, and where there is love, there is also life. That's the important part, is when you have love within yourself, you'll have a life within yourself as well. You'll be your best friend, and there's nothing wrong with that. And there's greater, you'll be a better partner for somebody when you're happy with yourself, when you're not chasing after something, when you're not looking for the shiny objects. I've been guilty of those shiny objects in my life, and it's never led me to the right places. That's the goal, is to now lead myself through this and share this, and we're going to be having guests who are going to be talking about this. So guests are coming, I swear. This upcoming week, we're going to drop some more episodes on the getting to know Uncle Dave a little bit better. But then we're going to bring on guests, and it's going to be really exciting. But I'd like to talk to you about the legend of St. Valentine, right? So that's a weird thing, because St. Valentine became so popular because he was marrying people in the Roman times. He was marrying people because behind in secret. So it was forbidden love. Ooh. And he was marrying those people because of love. But in the times, they only wanted the Roman soldiers to think about being a Roman soldier, nothing else. Even though the king and the kings, Nero and everybody else was fiddling away, they wanted the soldiers to just be completely focused. But so Valentine didn't want to do that. He was eventually captured, jailed, and executed. And before he died, he wrote a love letter. And all this allegedly happens around February 14th, right before the great spring renewals. And we'll talk about some spring renewals as things start coming up. And those are the things that are really going to be, you know, powerful. You know, the great things about love is renewal. Because you should love every day. Every day you should wake up as like it's your birthday, as Valentine's Day. So if you're in a relationship, again, even if it's a relationship with you, every day you should wake up and say, today's going to be better than yesterday. How can I show my love and send out love? So if you're not seeing the person you love, you're allowed to send it out. We're energy beings. You're living a human experience. And that's going to be amazing, because when you can share something and not expect anything in return or not ask for anything in return, that's unconditional love. It's not just, well, if I give her chocolate, we can maybe fool around a little bit, or I can get something back in return, or what am I going to get for Valentine's Day? If you give something with without any expectations, you're a leader. You're able to then really appreciate, and that goes back to my gratitude conversation. The greatest happiness in life is a conviction that we are loved. Loved for ourselves, or rather love in spite of ourselves. That was a quote by Victor Hugo. And think about that. The happiness and the conviction is that we want to be loved. We all want to be loved. Even if you're by yourself, you still want to be loved. And that's why it's important to love ourselves. And when we love ourselves, then we can be loving for other people. And sometimes, yeah, we want to be loved in spite of ourselves, through our warts and all, our scars and warts and everything. We still want to be loved, and we know how to be loved. And that's where we recalibrate, re-love, and replenish ourselves, our self-healing. Now, there's a quote that Judy Garland had put out. For it is not into my ear you whispered, but into my heart. It is not my lips you kissed, but my soul. Think about that. How many the physical pieces of love are great, but how many times would you rather care about somebody who reaches into your heart and holds your heart and takes care of your heart and is tender to your heart? We go back to that romance, relationship, romantic. Yeah, and reciprocating love. It's an awesome day, Valentine's Day, but every day should be Valentine's Day. So it's not just one day. Now, I hope everybody who's celebrating that day in any way or form appreciates it, because everybody should have the romance, affection, never losing that devotion, the endearment, and make sure you get that embrace. Mm-hmm. Let's all wish upon that star. Wake up where the clouds are far behind us. Let our troubles melt away. And that's where you'll find me, Uncle Dave. Because that's peace, love, and bring a bat. I hope the seeds of peace and love continue to grow for each one of you. Remember, the peace and love surround you that will assist you to rise again. And don't forget to bring a bat for what you believe in. Namaste. Speaking of Judy Garland, let's all wish upon that star. Wake up where the clouds are far behind us. Let our troubles melt away, and that's where you'll find me, Uncle Dave.